friends. Oh my goodness. It is overwhelming to look out and see all of you. It has been 3 years since we have had an Easter like this. 3 years. 2 years ago, I led Easter from my living room. That was quite an experience. Last year, we got a little glimpse of new life as that was the first Sunday that the whole choir came back and sang together. We only had live stream then, so we could have the choir spread out through the whole sanctuary so they could sing safely for us. And that was amazing and beautiful. But this is Easter. It's amazing to look out and see all of you and to know that new life is at work in our midst. This is Easter. And friends, our scripture reading today is the story of Easter. No surprise there, I'm sure. This year, we're going to hear the version of the Easter story that is recorded in the Gospel of Luke. Luke tells us that early in the morning, as dawn was breaking through the night sky, a group of women went to visit the tomb where Jesus was buried. The group included Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The women went to the tomb in order to give Jesus' body a proper burial. You see, he had been buried so quickly on Good Friday that they hadn't had time to anoint his body. And then they couldn't go to the tomb the next day because it was the Sabbath. So at the first light of dawn on the third day, as the Sabbath finally came to an end, the women went to the tomb to honor their beloved teacher and friend. But when they arrived at the place where Jesus' body had been laid to rest, the stone covering the tomb was rolled away and Jesus' body was nowhere to be found. The women were puzzled. But then two holy messengers appeared in their midst and shared the good news, telling them that Jesus had risen from the dead. They encouraged the women to remember what Jesus had told them, how he had told them he would be crucified, but then on the third day he would rise again. And they did. They remembered. And that remembering helped them put all the pieces together so they could understand the truth of the resurrection and the good news of new life as we hear the story of Easter again today. May our remembering do the same for us. May we understand the truth of the resurrection and the good news of new life as we hear this reading from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. And now, friends, we will take inspiration from the little ones among us who are already lifting up their voices in such beautiful ways. I have to tell you, I love the sound of children in the sanctuary. It is awesome. And so we will sing right along with them for our middle hymn today, which is, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. You will notice that verse 3, the choir gets to have their moment. They are going to sing alone for that one. But we will join in singing the other verses as well. If you're here in the sanctuary, you can find the hymn in your hymnal. If you're worshiping from home, we will drop the words into the comments. Be seated. Will you please join with me in a spirit of prayer? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. The very first Easter sermon was a little on the short side. Now, don't get too excited. This is not that sermon. We find the background to the first Easter sermon in the scripture reading we just heard from the Gospel of Luke. After the women discovered the empty tomb and remembered what Jesus had told them about his resurrection, after that amazing encounter, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, returned from the tomb and told the rest of the disciples what had happened there. And I wonder exactly what they said. Luke doesn't tell us, but John's gospel does. It's there that we find the text of the first Easter sermon. When Mary Magdalene there returned from the empty tomb, John tells us that she proclaimed to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." That was it. One sentence, end of story, amen, cue the closing hymn. But it seems that first Easter sermon didn't go so well, which is surprising because after Mary Magdalene and the other women discovered the empty tomb, they went right to the disciples to tell them what had happened. They went right to the people who were in the best position to believe them because they were the people who had believed in Jesus. They had walked with Jesus. They had heard Jesus teach and preach. They had heard Jesus say that he was going to be crucified and that he would rise again on the third day. The women went back to the very people who had been praying, hoping that Jesus was not really dead. The women told the disciples the good news of the risen Christ, and what did the disciples say? Again, Luke doesn't tell us exactly, but he does tell us that the disciples did not believe the women. They thought Mary Magdalene and her friends were telling them an idle tale. Now, that's actually a rather gentle translation. The Greek word for idle tale is leros, which means garbage, drivel, nonsense. If we were to be a bit more informal and perhaps more faithful to the salty speech of those first disciples, we might describe leros as the stuff farmers use to fertilize their fields. Since there are a lot of children here today, and since we now live stream on the internet, I will let you figure out what other words you might substitute for manure. So the women went to the people who were in the best position to believe them and told them the good news. The women told their friends that Jesus had risen from the dead. Mary Magdalene said, "I have seen the Lord," and the disciples were not buying it. Essentially, they said, "Yeah, well, we think that's a load of hooey." So if you think the good news of the resurrection is a little hard to believe, it turns out you are in good company. The very first disciples, those who believed in Jesus and walked right beside him, those who heard him teach and preach, those who were in the best position to believe the good news, even they didn't buy it. Some of you sitting in the pews this morning or watching worship from home, you might struggle to understand the resurrection too. And I don't blame you. It can be hard to believe the good news these days. It can be hard to believe that God can give life to the dead, bring light from darkness, pull hope out of despair. It is hard to believe it because we live in a world where death so often seems to win. We live in a world where we are celebrating our third Easter in the midst of a global pandemic that has taken the lives of 987,000 Americans. We live in a world where the worst of human behaviors are on full display in the horrendous cruelty and the heartbreaking destruction of the war in Ukraine. We live in a world where our political system seems hopelessly mired in misinformation and meanness, a world where injustice and oppression, greed and selfishness, addiction and despair can seem so overwhelming. And in the face of all of this, when we are weighed down by exhaustion and grief, when our lives can seem so messy and the world so broken, the good news of Easter can sometimes seem like a load of hooey. But friends, let us believe that it's true. It is a bold claim. It is outrageous, really, this idea that Jesus could rise from the dead, but it is enough to make you wonder, what if it's really true? What if God really can give life to the dead and bring light from darkness and pull hope from despair? What if the story of Easter really can help us remember? Not just remembering as something we do in our minds, but remembering as a healing process that takes all the broken pieces of our lives and remembers them, puts them back together again. What if it's Easter that remembers us? What if Easter is the story that takes all the hooey of this world and turns it into hallelujahs? There is a woman named Maggie Berenkitse who knows something about God's ability to remember, to take the broken pieces of our lives and put them back together again. When ethnic fighting between the Hutus and the Tutsis killed hundreds of thousands of people in her home country of Burundi, Maggie was determined to care for the children who were left behind. She decided to rebuild her village as a place of peace because she was convinced, she still is convinced, that God's love is more powerful than hatred and violence ever could be. She named her community Maison Shalom, or House of Peace. Maison Shalom truly is a story of resurrection. Maggie literally built huts for hundreds of orphans. She built hospitals and schools and a swimming pool and a movie theater right on the same land where she lost her family members and her friends. And she did that because her faith tells her that death does not ever get the last word. Her faith tells her that the promise of new life is not a reward we get for cleaning up our lives or fixing the world. No, the promise of new life takes root right in the messiness, right in the brokenness. It takes root right in the midst of death and despair. It was the story of Easter, the power of the resurrection, that helped Maggie take the broken pieces of her community and the broken pieces of so many children's lives and put them back together again. Easter remembered Maggie and the community of Maison Shalom. So friends, what if we let Easter do the same thing for us? What if we let Easter remember us? There is so much in this world that tells us death has won, and yet our faith tells us that Good Friday is not and never will be the end of the story. There is so much in our lives that is messy. There is so much in the world that is broken, but that is exactly where new life takes root. In the messiness, in the brokenness, in the midst of death and despair. Our faith tells us that the promise of new life, the power of the resurrection, really can take all the broken pieces of our lives and put them back together again. Our faith tells us that the good news of Easter can take all the hooey of this world and turn it into hallelujahs. Now, friends, do you remember those first disciples, those ones who didn't believe the women? One of them, Peter, he decided to go to the tomb and take a look for himself. He wasn't sure that he believed the good news, but he went anyway. And he found the tomb just as the women said, open and empty. And he was amazed. So on this Easter morning, may you be amazed at the good news of the risen Christ. May you trust that God really can give life to the dead and bring light from darkness and pull hope from despair. It is true that the past 2 years have been hard in so many ways. And it is true that our lives are messy and the world can feel broken. But friends, the good news of Easter is that what is heartbreaking and hard never gets the last word. Because the tomb is empty. And God really can take all the broken pieces of our lives and put them back together again. The tomb is empty. And God really can take all the hooey of this world and turn it into hallelujahs. The tomb is empty. And God can remember us. God can heal us and make us whole. So on this Easter day, may you discover the gift of new life taking root in you just as you are, with all of your brokenness and all of your beauty. May you be remembered this Easter, healed, made whole, and set free. Amen. Friends, it would not be Easter at Old South without this closing hymn, and it has been 3 years since we have been able to sing it together.